Let me introduce you to these fellows, to the Moe. One name is Addy, the other is Moe. Addy's a dick and Moe's just fat. Remember that, please, fellows, to the Moe. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Moe's just fat. Addy's a dick and Moe's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Moe. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo, and we've been gone a couple weeks because we've had other stuff going on, and now we're back because Extreme Rules happened.
And fuck, who could miss Extreme Rules? It is the one night of the year when the World Wrestling Federation gets extreme.
Yeah, what sent it just popped up on your computer? Unknown PC or device detected.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't matter, because as long as I can see the show still recording, that's all I care about.
Yeah, you want me to open a network map?
No! Just leave it. Just leave everything as it is.
Oh.
And, so Extreme Rules happened.
Yeah.
And,
tits.
Yeah. It was the tits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. You know.
Or the shits. My mistake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where do you start?
Well, let me start with the beginning.
Okay.
At the because there was a pregame show and Daniel Bryan's hurt, right? Yeah.
My boy D. Bryan.
So he's not there.
Yeah, he's hurt.
So so they put on Neville versus Barrett in the, and they moved that to the pregame show.
Yeah.
And you told me that was what's happening, and I actually heard that from the WWE app. Push notice that that was going to be the pre-show match now.
You received a push notification?
I did. Oh. I did. Received a push from the WWE.
Wow, you're the one.
Yeah. And so well, there was.
Well, you do weigh more than 300 pounds.
And all muscled.
Huh? In your head.
So anyway, so I get this, and so I'm thinking to myself, well, do I want to go to Addy's house early and have to talk to him and see him for this match? And I decided it certainly wasn't worth it.
I unlocked the door at 5:45.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I showed up at like 5:58.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm seriously, I hear this match, I go, oh, good. That sounds like a fine main event match, which I don't watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a guy that WWE doesn't believe in and a guy going nowhere. Mm-hmm. Or conversely, if you want to look at it the other way, mm-hmm. it's a guy not going anywhere and a guy that WWE doesn't believe in.
Main event anywhere in the country?
So even though I like both guys and they could have a good match.
Mm-hmm. And they did.
I wasn't excited. So I hear that Barrett won because, of course, he's going to be facing Daniel Bryan for the IC title when Bryan is healthy because he's number one contender.
You're incorrect. So you keep,
oh, what?
You are incorrect.
But that would be how you book it. You see,
why?
The guy that's going to be facing the champion, you keep strong because well, the other otherwise people won't believe he can win.
No, I think Neville won.
Oh,
I don't know that.
So is Neville versus Bryan the feud after that? Well, then
because
I'd watch that.
Yeah, of course you would. But let's just put it this way: it's Bryan versus like the retirement home at this point. There is no timetable for Daniel Bryan to come back, and this injury is related to the one that he got last year.
Is it? It's not a concussion.
It's neck. It's all the shit, and Daniel Bryan's hurt again, and they're not going to rush Daniel Bryan back. So the fact is, that Daniel Bryan versus nobody. So nobody's fighting Daniel Bryan. They're going to hold up. He's going to be just like, I mean, Shawn Michaels trained him, so. Makes sense why he would, just drop the belt.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, I firmly believe that you're not going to,
Like, how long do you keep that belt on the sidelines?
Well, there's part of me that says, you know,
you Rush. You have the U.S. belt and world belt, so I guess
part
you
don't need to rush it. Part of me, Rush, says rush it back and get it going and put it back in the mix. And then the other part of me says, who gives a fuck?
Mm-hmm. So which part of you wins?
Usually the who gives a fuck. I'm pretty lazy. I you're right. With the U.S. title and with the world title, and, you know, I don't know that it's... I mean, of all the ones, yeah, you could talk about how, okay, Daniel Bryan has it, and they were looking at more of a serious elevation to it. They really weren't, in that it was against Wade Barrett, the former champion mid-card guy. So this belt really just was on Daniel Bryan, and they weren't really rehabbing it to be a big title. Like,
well, they weren't rehabbing it to main event a pay-per-view, but they were rehabbing it in order that hopefully it would have a little bit of pull on the house show loop and everything like that.
I think
because, I mean, that's where they saw Daniel Bryan, is at the IC level anyway, so this was perfect for them. And I got to say that their whole thing about not wanting to put the title on Daniel Bryan because they were worried about his size and his injury history is validated now, unfortunately.
Oh, sure. Well, his injury history, I don't know about size, but I mean,
it's... Well, they believe part of the reason why he's more susceptible to injuries because of the size.
Because he didn't do enough steroids.
Whether that's right or wrong.
Steroids help injuries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it helps you heal them. And helps you rip a muscle when you're jogging.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. An arm
muscle
when you're jogging.
An arm muscle when you're jogging. Yes. Your quad when you're getting in a ring. Anything like that.
That's true.
But, yeah, I mean, so Daniel Bryan, I mean... If it's related to his other stuff, I mean, we were saying before, just retire.
Yeah.
Because I just don't want to see your long-term health compromised for this. It's not worth it. Once again, though, I mean, I do look at him, and he came back, and he was pretty much about as good as he was before, like in the ring. And maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
He needs to be like Shawn Michaels.
Most of the problem, exactly.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels learned how to come back, protect his back largely, and... Occasionally, he would take a big spot or do something crazy, but it was very measured, and it was only when it would mean something in the matches and in the feud. Whereas Daniel Bryan just does it every match regardless, and he hasn't learned, like Shawn Michaels learned, how to work smarter and actually became a better worker.
I really wish that Daniel Bryan would learn how to work. But, I think that with Daniel Bryan, I mean... I hate to be
a doubting Thomas.
I was going to say crass and cold and that guy, but...
Oh, yeah, no, that would be so unlike you.
I like to think that, you know, I'm Mr. Positivity.
Sensitive.
Sensitive.
Oh, yeah.
I am a sensitive person. I'm a delicate flower, really.
That's everyone knows that about you.
There's a fellow named Finn Balor. In NXT, who isn't bound for NXT for very long, and who I think will essentially be the new Daniel Bryan.
Probably, yeah.
So, you know, Daniel Bryan, and ironically, I think the best place for Daniel Bryan is to go back to NXT and train guys.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you can put him in a tag team.
Team Hell No?
Hell no. Fuck no. Fuck off, Kane. Fuck off.
I don't think you can put him in a.
Maybe, I don't know. Put him with the Uso that's not hurt. I don't know. I just like I say, you're right. Maybe he should be training. I don't know if that's really his passion. I get the feeling when he gets out of wrestling, he's gonna go and be like a motivational speaker or just be like some hippie work like Mick Foley, but like working a lot of philanthropy and just not be like I just don't see him being very involved in wrestling when he's gone. But who knows? It may be wrong.
I just would think if he still is under contract that they could, you know.
Yeah, if it's because due to an injury, I don't think it matters.
Yeah, no, I mean I don't know either. But if they want to get something out of him, then you know, and he's still with Brie. I mean, who knows, right? It's just
One of those. I feel like she's left before. I feel like she wouldn't mind leaving again. You know.
Yeah.
The thing that keeps them around, I think, is more Total Divas. I think they enjoy that more than they enjoy.
Well, and you can stay on Total Divas, whatever. I mean,
yeah.
Either way, it's too bad. But I don't know that we've seen the last necessarily of Daniel Bryan. But I would not.
So what you're saying is Neville winning didn't matter, and it was a decent match.
It was a decent match, and Neville can Neville had a good showing, and you know I just think that was probably the third best match on the show.
Hmm. Well, that's not saying much, is it?
No, this was a shit show.
Yes.
They opened with a Chicago street fight for about a minute and a half.
It went 8 minutes and 1 second before one of the dumbest things I've seen on WWE in a long time. And think about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Occurred.
Yeah, then Rowan was trying to get her.
By the way, what would you give that Neville versus Barrett match?
Oh, I don't know, 3 stars.
Okay.
Sure. Average match, right?
Yeah, yeah. TV match, basically.
Yeah.
Pretty much exactly what I thought it would be then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then you had Harper and fucking Ambrose, and they fight for a while, and then they...
They fight into the back, which immediately I turned to you and said, okay, so this is your opening match, and the crowd was fairly hot for Ambrose, that crowd in Chicago. Great crowd, usually.
Yeah.
Definitely likes Ambrose. And
definitely,
Then they go into the back, and the crowd just dies a little. Because it's your opening match, and it's not taking place in the ring.
Yeah.
And so, if you're going to go to the back and brawl all over the place where the fans can't see the action and it's out of the arena,
Yeah. Opening
match, not a good match to do that with. Because you're immediately not engaging them in the middle of the house, right?
Well, that's it. And then, then you get fucking fuckity-fuck. What do? They got into a car.
Yes.
And then,
this was shitty.
They drove away.
Yes. Made no sense.
No, and then they're gone for whatever.
Because you know what? If I am trying to get away from you and you jump into the seat beside me, I don't keep driving as you're presumably punching me and keep going. I can't fight back. I get out of that car from the other side and run or attack you there. They just took off and they were gone for like 35, 40 minutes.
Yeah, it was like an
before
hour.
They come back. And when they come back, now Harper is in the back seat,
yeah,
and just rolls out of it, and means Ambrose is presumably driving in the front seat, and he fucking like, why is Ambrose rolling out like he's just being punched or thrown out? I don't know, because I don't see how a guy driving in the front seat could do that to the guy in the back seat.
I totally do.
And then, the fight continues for like another 3 minutes, and Ambrose predictably gets the win, and I think it's stupid.
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck about this at all.
No.
I thought this was going to be a fun match. I thought this was going to be... Harper is great at these, and Ambrose is good. So,
and we've seen these guys in the Shield Wyatt family have awesome matches.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, I thought... I was looking forward to... Because we thought it was, of course, building up towards the logical ladder match. Or ladder spot. Anyway,
ladder
it's not ladder
spot,
match.
Yeah.
But ladder spot. So, of course, there was never a ladder.
No, they had to save that for later in the show, right? No ladders
no,
used.
No.
No
ladders used in this event whatsoever.
Yes, no.
So just a nonsensical match that they overthought.
I think that's probably the best word for this match. Nonsensical.
It's nonsensical. It's a match they overthought that they think... And they're doing... To me, they're just killing Ambrose with this. They always think, Ambrose is crazy, so let's do something crazy that's entertaining with him. Instead of just... letting Ambrose be fucking Ambrose. They're so busy trying to get over the lunatic fringe persona that they constantly fuck him up. Because it's stupid. What they do is stupid.
Yes, it is. It is.
So this was stupid.
So
this is like a shit match.
Yeah. Then what was next?
This match was in between it. There was a couple matches.
Right? Yeah.
The second match was New Day versus... I think it was New Day, wasn't it?
No.
Second match? It was that third match.
That was
I'll look it up. Hold on. I got it right here.
Me too.
Oh. Well, I got it first. So it was Kiss My Arse was next.
So the next match after this was the Sheamus and Dolph Ziggler match.
Kiss My Arse.
Hmm? Why?
Because you can blow me.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to do that.
Sorry, sometimes I get you and your mom confused.
And you get that... gut hanging over it. I really can't anyway. But fucking Sheamus and Ziggler had a Sheamus and Ziggler match for a while. Like, seriously, like, how many times on SmackDown do you see these fucking guys fight for the US or IC
title? Over the course of my lifetime, I have seen Sheamus versus Ziggler approximately 4,313,169 times.
Point two. And then it fucking ends. Ziggler rolls him up and wins.
Yeah.
And then Sheamus won't kiss his ass. And then Sheamus doesn't kiss his ass. And they stall for about 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Before Sheamus just hits him in the balls and makes Ziggler kiss his ass to A, make sure this feud must continue.
stupid.
And B, your new returning monster angry heel Sheamus looks like a pussy and then gets cheap heel heat.
Yeah, it was dumb.
He should be really being be built up as a killer, so people see him going against the Reigns as a killer would be something theoretically they'd be into. Instead, you got shit like this, which is what was he called it?
What?
You said it was dumb?
It was fucking dumb.
It was fucking dumb.
It was just stupid. Like, the whole thing was stupid. Just fucking,
it was fucking dumb.
Again, now we we've started this show, this actual stupid show, too. With this fucking retarded runaway match.
Yeah. Is it a bad match? No, but like you say, you've seen it a billion times, and it's just
fucking dumb.
The ending is fucking stupid.
Well, you start with the, so we have Ambrose and Harper now, run away in a car. Yeah. The fuck no finish there.
Yeah.
And then now you get the stipulation of kiss my ass, and they don't do that. And
they don't actually, they don't pay off the stipulation they promised.
It went like 5 minutes.
I think it was probably closer to 10, but I think the Ziggler telling him, you lost, it was your idea, as Sheamus going to kiss his ass and then not doing it, must have lasted another 10.
Another.
Because, again, we had 3 hours worth of show, and we had an hour and 45 minutes worth of wrestling.
Yeah.
Which, for a WWE show, is pretty good. I mean, Raw had 3 hours and 10 minutes worth of show, had 47 minutes of wrestling.
Yeah.
So, and this is only like 6 matches or something. So, I mean, this is actually a lot of wrestling, but for their, what they put on. But, yeah, like, you know, I'm just like,
yeah. Then we get the tag.
Man.
We get the tag title.
This is the first 2 matches that occur, and this is the epitome of a meh.
Yeah, they're both fucked.
Meh.
Tag titles. I said to you about partway through this match, or at the beginning of this match, I said, yeah, the New Day could win this.
Actually, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
No.
I told you almost immediately.
No. I said about halfway through, I was watching the match and go, you know, I think New Day's going to win this.
I said, you said that. Now I think New Day's going to win this. But I already told you I thought New Day was going
to
win this.
I wasn't like, listening to it. I didn't hear you say
beginning.
That.
Right from the beginning.
Oh, no. What you said was, do you think New Day could win this? And yeah. I said, no, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
The Tyson and Kidd are pretty popular, and they're new with the title. And you're right. You said they could. And then halfway through, I was watching the way the match was building. You were just waiting for Woods to get involved in the finish and screw them.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of like, oh, yeah, they're definitely winning it. And you know what? As far as getting heel heat, like the right type of heat,
yeah.
Now that they're heels, New Day's getting it. So I was like, okay, this works for this gimmick to have the titles and be just all positive and whatever, where the crowd hates them. They're more effective as champions now than ever.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with it.
Yeah, and all your challengers are baby faces, basically.
You know, with your Lucha Dragons
and your Matadors and your fucking primetime players and
Usos whenever they come back. Yeah. Yeah.
So basically you have like shitty things like the Ascension as heels.
Yeah.
And then you have Tyson and Cesaro, which
are kind of tweeners, I guess, at this point. Yeah.
So they can do that. But okay. So yeah, so new tag champs. Then we saw that after this match is when they had the conclusion of the fucking Ambrose Harper.
Yeah, like a half hour later. Yeah.
Then Cena and Rusev in this Russian chain match, which I don't say I was looking forward to it, but I thought, okay, well, what are they going to do here? And then as soon as Rusev got in the ring and I saw the fucking green light, red light above the turnbuckle, I immediately knew this was shit.
I just think back to myself how a couple months ago at Fastlane, they had the match of the night. Just a straight-up match where Rusev essentially clean, though there was a low blow late, but essentially clean, beat Cena.
Yep.
And, you know, with the accolade. And it was a really good match that overproduced. And then they went in and had a not quite as good a match at WrestleMania.
Right.
And now you had them again wrestle again. And this time you knew Rusev. I thought Rusev wasn't going to lose a fast lane, but I didn't know for sure. Same thing with WrestleMania. I was pretty sure. I was fairly certain. But it wasn't 100%. This one, I was like, there's no chance.
That's what you got?
Absolutely no chance that Rusev's going to win. And then you have this stipulation. And I said to you immediately, I'm like, what this needs to be is with the Valentine Roddy Piper match was the dog collar match back in the day. These guys beating on each other, pinfall and submission, and just blood, and just like it needs to be. Like if you have a chain involved, and you have no, like, talk about a pay per view that's false advertising. Extreme Rules. This was the least extreme rules event I think ever.
Well, it's the one night of the year.
Yeah. Yeah, like this was, and I know you're PG, but this was like...
They're not PG, though.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so they're PG, because that's what they're PG.
They're PG.
Sure, with all the tits hanging out and stuff, and the...
Where?
And
where?
The same...
Where do you see the tits hanging out?
The tits hanging out of the Bellas and the fucking...
Oh, Naomi, fuck, whatever. They're not dressed like... They're not... If you saw what they're doing with the chicks now, and you went back and watched even 10 years ago, when before the Attitude Era, you'd be... Like, they're treated... But they're not presented nearly as sexualized as they were back then. It's not even
but
close.
But they're not quite PG. PG's too low for them. I could give you a PG 13 or 14... But they're not strictly...
They're not TV-14. They're not even close.
No, PG-14.
Oh. What the fuck is that? You sure? I just make up something that doesn't make any sense and say that's what it is. Everybody will know what I mean.
What they are is RGC.
RGC? What's that?
9.
Oh. Okay. RGC 9. Isn't that the Swedish ratings board?
It is.
Yeah.
Big tits.
So
everybody just remember RGC9. Whatever you think, why are they doing that? Oh, RGC9. I get it.
It makes sense. Totally.
And not enough people are talking about that.
No. Well, we broke the story here. It's a scoop. It's a scoop.
Call me Al Isaac.
RGC9, is that what it is?
RGC-9.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't say the word dash, but it's just, I'm giving
it's
a just, visual.
No, yeah, no, it's visual. Yeah. No, it's okay. People at home saw that part, too.
Yeah.
Where you did the dash. Yeah. He wrote it like he has a pencil in the middle of the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I waved it like I just don't care.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyways, this match, anytime you have the four corners match, you always have some bullshit where both corners all get touched right at the end. And then one guy hits the last corner, and that's exactly what happened, basically. Yeah. Like, the crowd was sort of into the ending and whatever, and Cena won. The crowd liked
green light liked was Cena, red light was Rusev. As soon as they saw that, I'm like, this is fucked.
Yeah. And they referenced the chain match between Sammartino and Koloff in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, I bet it went exactly like this.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
This is it exactly.
Like yeah, just very... it's just very repetitive. That match took away all the psychology and the interest that made their first match so good.
The big thing here was the next step in Lana's babyface turn.
Well, that's part of it. Is she got kicked out by Rusev in the middle of the match, and then he blamed her for causing him to lose focus afterwards.
Yeah.
And she sent her into the authority. She got them to give him a match next month. An I Quit match came back.
In three weeks' time, fuck's sake.
And that's the fourth time they'll have faced now in four events, which is too many. And I said to you earlier, a few weeks ago, you asked what the stipulation was for this, and I said it'll be I Quit, because that was what made sense.
Yeah.
The trilogy, I Quit, and that's what it should have been.
Yeah.
I like the I Quit being the end. I don't like a fourth match. And I don't like Cena when going over on Rusev three times straight. So, I guess
maybe
it does...
Maybe he'll go over queer.
Could happen, yeah. I don't think he's facing Darren Young.
It's possible, though.
But
they look alike.
Yeah, well, you can't tell them apart. Again, who knows? I mean, maybe Rusev will win the King of the Ring tomorrow.
That's true. That's tomorrow.
Well, it's not all... Well, partially tomorrow. Tuesday.
Yeah, finals Tuesday.
Yeah.
We're assuming here it's an 8-man King of the Ring.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're assuming that, because WWE fucking sucks.
It'd be better if they have enough people make it a 16-man and then make the Tuesday night instead of just the finals, make it the semifinals and finals. I mean, I'm good with that.
But
who knows? They probably don't have a plan yet. It's tomorrow. They got lots of time.
Yeah. But I still think. I mean, I think it'll be an 8-man, I would think. And that gives you, as we said, 6 matches to be on Raw. Which,
yeah.
You know, so then of your 10 matches you have on Raw, 6 of them will have a point. So that's good.
Yeah, that's good. You know? That's good. And then of course, the winner of this is the winner of the King of Rings, always. And the defending champion of the King of Ring from 5 years ago is Sheamus.
Yes.
From 5 years ago, defending champion. So he's still there and still defending. He's 5 years straight, he's been King of the Ring. He's been holding the title.
Prestigious.
So that's good. And then, of course, as the winner of the King of the Ring, this person will face the main event for the title at SummerSlam.
As is tradition. I understand as the...
or not.
As the winner of the King of the Ring, you job to Santino. Hmm.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened to Sheamus.
That stupid fucking thing, and he had that barbarian like crown that he looked like a fucking Lord of the Rings wood nymph or whatever the fuck they are.
Yeah.
Oh, those are so stupid.
Yeah.
But I mean, who knows? Maybe Barrett will win the King of the Ring.
I can see that. Yeah. That's why they could have him lose tonight, because he can get his heat back by winning King of the Ring.
Yeah, that's the plan. But you got Neville, you got all these guys.
No, you have enough guys. You have Miz and Miz Dow who weren't there tonight. You have Neville, like you say. You could throw in a Jey Uso into something like this. Like, there's a lot of guys you could put into this, and maybe, and better for a heel to win it, but there's a lot of people you could give a little, I don't know, a little steam behind. Chutzpah, steam, whatever, you know.
But they can't.
Well, they can't.
Not in an 8-man tournament, they can't do that. If it was a 16-man tournament, you could do that, I think.
Maybe.
Because you could have some upsets where guys get into the final.
No, I think you could do it in an 8-man. I have no problem with that. But again, I do think... But they won't, because they're too busy with even Steven booking and booking for that night instead of booking with a plan to get somebody over long-term.
Yeah.
I mean, Rusev, they actually had a long-term plan. I mean, it was pretty early on they decided this guy was going to be going against Cena down the road. So it's because of that, they had a long-term plan of not beating him. Not in how he would win everything, but how they would not beat him.
So Roman Reigns is going to win the King of the Ring?
No.
You don't think Roman will reign as king?
Oh, fuck. You know what? Good point.
Fuck.
Yeah.
In the finals, I guess he'll beat Rusev. Because we haven't seen that fucking match enough.
Well, I had said to you immediately when I was like, what do you do with Rusev when he loses to Cena here? Because I didn't think they would do a fourth match.
Yeah.
Because the rubber match just happened, right?
Yeah.
And I said Orton, and that's fresh. And we were liking that. And then,
And I said,
and also what happens in the main event, that doesn't make sense.
I don't mind Cena, Rusev one more time. It's only 3 weeks away. I don't really give a fuck. I quit match, fine.
We don't give a fuck. It's amazing. I've never seen how quick, like, we went to WrestleMania, and WrestleMania was booked really shitty, and there wasn't much buzz. And then about 2 weeks out, there started to be, like, they put on their last two, they put on their last, you're wearing your gear. Did you hear they had a record this year for person per head, how much they spent at WrestleMania?
I heard this.
There's a new record. Before, the previous record was like $36.
Yeah.
And on this one, the amount
spent. Average.
The average.
On average.
On average, $49. And if you weren't there, I understand the average would have been $3.14.
This is true.
Because you bought a lot of stuff.
I'm waiting for my new mortgage to be taken out.
But, so anyways, yeah, I mean, about 2 weeks, the last two Raws are pretty good. Then you get to WrestleMania, there's the buzz, and then the event happens. When I came back from WrestleMania, people were asking me about WrestleMania. I had a lot of people who were talking to me about WrestleMania saying, I had interest in this WrestleMania. I read the spoilers. I read the results. A lot of people are telling me they read the results, and they were wondering what happened. And they're asking about Brock, and they were asking about Rousey. And then they had their next night on Raw, just like this incredible rating, like the best rating in a long time.
Yep.
So I can't think of, and even though this last week's rating bounced back and wasn't that bad, relatively speaking, compared to, you know, not good, not as good as even the year before, to tell you the truth, but bounced back from the overseas weeks. One. Yeah.
Yeah. Live versus tape.
Like, I've never seen it this quick that they went from having momentum to just, whew, pulled right out.
Yeah.
And by the time Extreme Rules came around, I've never seen the fall, like the anticipation from WrestleMania to the next pay-per-view be this much that I can think of.
The only thing I could really compare this to is the WWE debut of The Ascension.
How's that?
It's like parallel. The Ascension debuted. Uh-huh. Right? It's like, oh, The Ascension. Finally, The Ascension is coming. Right? Yeah, we watched The Ascension. They were a good team on NXT.
I don't know about that. But they've been there a long time.
And it's time for them to be on the main roster. And then, like, the first match, they sucked.
Yeah.
Like, right away. They sucked. And that's what this is. It's like, right away. It's like, they decided they're going to go with Orton. And okay, so it's Orton.
You got Reigns versus Rollins again, or versus Reigns versus, I mean, Big Show again.
Yeah.
You have
Kane is a
central figure.
Yeah. Well, you see my third note here?
Fuck Kane. No, I mean, yeah, Kane fuck off is that's like his full name
for me. Oh, I fucking hate
because,
him.
Well, yeah. Because he's 47.
Well, it's okay.
You have a lot of, we'll get there, actually. Let's just...
I'm just saying, though, that the reason for the fall-off is that everything that they put into with the interest, I mean, we talk about it every year, but this year, I mean, your interest you had was Sting and Hunter.
Yeah.
Undertaker.
Yeah.
And Brock.
Yeah.
Right? And the top three matches. Okay, the top three matches will deliver. None of those guys
are there right now.
Roman Reigns is the one guy that nobody gave a fuck about in that whole mix, and none of them are around anymore.
Yeah.
You know? And Bray Wyatt's in the back cutting promos on Ryback for God knows why. But...
Well, because he has to face somebody. At least this is a feud he can win. Like, I mean, Reigns... Mm-hmm. Ryback... You know, Bray Wyatt never actually wins a single feud.
That's true.
Against Ryback, if he doesn't go over and win the feud, yeah. I'll fucking lose... any chance of ever having any hope again.
Yeah.
About not just about WWE.
In
life. About life. Yeah. Yes. I mean, crowd likes Ryback. I mean, he showed up tonight. Bo Dallas shows up and cut a nice insincere heel promo, and then he came out and killed him.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So Bray can get revenge on his brother.
Yeah, exactly. It makes total sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the crowd likes Ryback, but I don't get it. I mean, he's just awful.
Yeah,
he's got
charisma.
Yeah, I certain
get
that amount.
Part. I get
he's
that
got
part.
A certain amount of charisma, but
I get that
just
part. But
he can't get a good promo. Really.
Well, yes, he can when he's with Curtis.
When
Axel.
When he's with Curtis Axel, he can.
Yes,
but when he's by himself, he's no good in the promo, and he's just really awkward. In the like, you think John Cena's clumsy? Fuck, John Cena's fucking Dynamite Kid compared to Ryback.
Oh, Dynamite Kid fought William Regal in the opening match tonight. That's what JBL said.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, so that's the reason that it fell off so fast, is that you had nothing left.
Yeah.
I mean, last year, you had everything left, right? Everybody that was in the big things, I mean, Taker lost, and he left, but everybody
else. Well, I mean, and you look at the
rat.
Guys, you brought back Sheamus, okay, so you brought back one guy and gave him a new gimmick, essentially,
sure.
And that's good. The other guy you debuted, Neville, is on the pre-show. And the other team you debuted, the Lucha Dragons, aren't there. So, like, you talk about putting in the fresh faces to keep it fresh after WrestleMania that's kind of needed. And that's not there. Like, these are, you know, like we talk, again, that opening match, Harper versus
Ambrose,
I've seen, like, a lot.
A lot.
Sheamus, Ziggler, seen a lot.
A lot.
You know, even New Day versus Kid and Cesaro, I've already seen.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's, but.
Now, speaking of seeing something a lot.
Nikki and Naomi?
Actually, I was going to go to the Reigns and Big Show, but I forgot, there was a Divas title match. So the baby faces were the Bellas, who cheated to win.
Yeah.
Weird.
I don't get it. Bellas win. Who gives a fuck?
So let's
the
talk
story
about
of this
the shoes.
Match and the shoes.
The shoes and the glasses on the way to the ring.
Well, she had the Macho Man glasses or whatever, but then
she had
these glowing lifts underneath her shoes.
Yeah.
And they changed color throughout the match.
Randomly, just
yeah, ran for no reason. We're trying
never
to
turned red,
why.
Which kind of disappointed me, but you had purple, you had yellow, you had green, you had blue.
Yeah. I think that was it.
Yeah, probably, but... You know, and one changed colors way more than the other.
Yeah, and it didn't seem like I thought maybe when you kick someone it changed color, like they maybe it was like motion activated, but no, it just
seemed to randomly just change. But either way, I fucking love these shoes. I want them. Mm-hmm. And I immediately was thinking to myself, man, how great would these have been with, like, Chris Jericho? Like, if he had done these first,
yeah,
it'd be perfect for him. Like, yeah. This was, you know.
But, yeah, and then somewhere while we were watching the shoes change color, the Bellas won the match.
Yeah, well, like I say, they cheated to win.
Yeah.
Because they're the baby faces.
Because they're the new baby
faces. So 2-on-1, they cheated to
they're
win.
They're the inexplicably
baby. So, obviously, to set up the three-way match for the title. Because they're going to do that with Paige. Because afterwards, they're going to set up... Because you can never have enough title matches that are three-ways set up.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. It is.
So, then you had actually the best match of the night, but that's not really saying much.
Oh. Roman Reigns in the Big Show.
Like 20, it went like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It was a real, like you say, it was a spectacle, so I think it was probably a match that was better live than it was on TV.
Well, and because the other thing with it being not on TV is that if you're there live, you don't have to hear the announcers.
Yes.
That makes it a better show.
Yeah. Yeah. You should never have to hear the announcers in the WWE.
No.
I mean, Reigns won, as we knew he would. There's a lot of times when the guy got hit with, like, going through tables and going through fucking barricades, and then they would just get up, and when you thought it would be a fine time to end the match, and it just kept going. In order to get across how tough they were, but really instead of getting off how tough they were, it did a good job of getting over the fact that they weren't selling when they didn't have to.
This is fake.
Yeah. Like, again, very much a match. I've seen this match a million times. This exact same last man awake match, perhaps, as a sign in the crowd said.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen this match a billion times. It's always 3 stars, and I've seen it probably literally 15 times in the last 10 years.
Yeah,
and probably 14 of them, it was John Cena's in playing the Roman Reigns role. Everything, like the spots.
Yeah.
The selling, the comeback, all of it exactly how it would have been if it was John Cena.
Yeah.
Like 5 years ago. So.
Oh, yeah. And he threw the American announce table on top of Big Show and won.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
Who gives a fuck?
Please retire. Please retire. Please retire.
I don't think Roman Reigns is going to retire yet.
Well, I can hope.
Yeah. Then we got the Big Show or the...
This is the best match, though. This is like 3.25 star.
Probably. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
That's it. It was barely better than Neville and...
yeah, that was like 3 stars. And New Day versus Cesaro and Kid was like 3 stars.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, but Rollins and Randy Orton in a cage and there's no RKO. Or there is an RKO. Nobody... quite as sure. The story of this was that Kane...
This whole match was about Kane. It wasn't about the guys in the ring.
This was about 47-year-old Kane and...
Not 28-year-old Seth Rollins or 35-year-old Randy Orton.
And Kane chokeslamming them both at the end of the match and basically trying to stand tall and
But he did... That he did put Rollins' arm on Orton instead of the other way around. Mm-hmm. But Orton kicked out.
Yes. And then, yeah.
So, like, he's like, I hate you, but I'm still going to help you win. And it's all to set... Everything seems like it's to set up Rollins versus Kane, which the crowd kind of wants. But when the actual match happens, it's going to blow donkey balls.
Yeah.
Like, even if they're doing a good angle, which they're not doing really a terrible job. But I can't give a fuck because I know the match is going to blow donkey balls. And I know the guy's fucking 47. I think he might be older than Undertaker. I'm not even bullshitting you.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, there's no upside to keeping this guy in this role. When you can put Harper in this role, or Rowan in this role, or fucking Jack Swagger in this role. I don't care. Somebody who's not 47, I've seen so many times, and they can only have a match at his best that was so good, and now it's not no longer at his best, and it's not even going to be that good.
Yeah.
Like, and talk about the stupidity of the cage match. Now, it's the cage match, so nobody can get in. And then, but then they'll put the big red machine out there as the gatekeeper, playing the Sigourney Weaver role.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Michael Cole is the key master.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so Michael Cole's going to fuck Kane?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure that...
Again.
I thought that was a... I thought that was a Heidenreich.
No, no.
Get Heidenreich confused with...
No, they broke up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. With Kane. Yeah. Anyways.
That's why Heidenreich hates caskets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's Snitsky.
Snitsky. I like Eugene. But I hate caskets.
Jesus Christ. Actually, maybe wrestling wasn't always better.
Oh, fuck. That was like 10 years ago.
I know.
B came over to watch that, too.
Did he fall asleep during... B, the man they call B would have been here to
fell asleep during
the pay-per-view. No bullshit. He fell asleep during the Roman Reigns match, and then he woke up for the main event, and he started to walk away, and Addy goes, but it's the main event. He goes, who gives a shit?
He goes, yeah, I know, but who gives a shit?
And just walks off.
Well, I can't argue with that.
I can't, no. He put that well. So, I mean, so here you have the match with, you know, you have Mercury and Noble get in the ring, you have Kane get in the ring. It's a cage match, you know. The psychology of the cage match used to be, the baby face is going to get the heel where nobody can help him and he can't run.
Yeah. And then, like, not even that it used to be. That was the psychology of this match. This is what the specific words that Randy Orton used to why he picked the stipulation.
Well, this is logically why it should. But as soon as the match starts, like it used to be Bruno Sammartino. Bruno Sammartino would finally get you in a cage match. And he would beat the shit out of you. It would be like 15 minutes and he'd be on offense for 14 of it.
Yeah.
And the crowd would go nuts because that heel would finally get his.
Yes.
Finally get his comeuppance. In this match, right away, Randy Orton's trying to leave the cage and get pins, which is not the psych. Like, that's what Bruno wasn't doing that.
No.
Bruno was like, I'm going to beat you and get revenge. And then when I'm done, I'm going to pin you.
Yes.
And that's the psychology it should have been. The one time I can think of both guys trying to leave and it being presented as a match that worked was Bret Hart versus Owen Hart.
Yes.
But, like, as a general rule, like, the whole point is, I'm going to beat on you. Because I got you in a situation where you're going to get yours. And it doesn't present that. And then Rollins is presented, again, as a weak champion.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what you really need.
Yeah.
Orton... nobody really gives a fuck about because he just never has regained his momentum since they fucked him up on his return.
Yes.
Putting him back with the authority. Kane is 47 and can fuck off.
Yeah.
Did anybody possibly give a fuck about him?
Oh, fuck. I hate Kane. Who could possibly give a fuck about Kane?
I don't know.
Like, could Kane's parents even care?
Paul Bear's dead.
It's true.
And
his mother burned, right? Yeah. The Undertaker burned his mother alive.
Yeah. So,
geez.
Son of a bitch.
So then there's no one.
There's no one. No one. Katie Vick probably still cares about him.
She's dead.
What?
Yeah.
No, but yeah, he was Kane, fucking Kane, her, Kane, though.
Yeah, well, fucked her brains out.
So.
Of course. She's dead now.
So, yeah, goddamn it. Like, this show ends, and you're sitting there going, well, this feels like a three-way, well, or, like, the finish, I don't know, Kane. But it's all about Kane, and it's still a three-way, looking like a three-way match. But Kane could still stay heel. He could go babyface. The monster could return. I couldn't care less. Like, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing, and let's just, there again, is that.
I don't know why. I mean, Triple H is in.
To fly.
Triple H was in one scene backstage really early on.
Yeah.
No Stephanie, and he was there backstage. I almost think that was taped at Raw or something. And he wasn't there.
Yeah.
Because,
well,
like,
no, he's there.
Well, I guess, but, like, they didn't show him again. It's just weird. Like, it's...
Well, he did the pedigree.
Yeah, that's...
Orton did the pedigree.
One of the things that I was complaining about was I know they got over Orton by having him RKO five guys on Raw.
Yeah.
And it was like the old Randy, because you watched a Raw from 98.
The same day I watched a Raw from 98 as I watched this, and the Raw from 98 leading to the 1998 Royal Rumble was that Austin was going around as a marked man and was stunning everybody in the back and in the ring and sneaking up for people, and he stunned like five or six people. Jeff Jarrett, Mark Marrow, Phineas Godwin, Vader, all these people. And then I go and I watch Raw, and the whole story of Raw is Randy Orton's RKOing all these people. Steve Austin was better.
Well, yeah, but also Steve Austin's move wasn't actually banned. Like I said, part of the problem that part of the reason this match didn't work.
We're calling it the Stunner is now banned.
Well, that's true. But actually, and Cena couldn't do that stupid ass move today because of the chain, I guess.
Thank God.
But part of the problem with this was the crowd didn't pop for any of Randy Orton's moves until he did the pedigree, because they saw that as a possible finish. That was the only move he did, though, in the whole match that they saw. He couldn't do the RKO, though. He did do it on Kane. But he couldn't do the RKO. And, like, all his other moves, the draping DDT, his backbreaker, his power slam, all these other moves, except for maybe the punt, which they teased, but he never hit.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything else is being presented as a transition move. The problem was, what they should have done is had Randy Orton have the RKO banned like 3-4 weeks ago, then on SmackDown and Raw have like 5-6 matches where he beats people with different moves to get over that. He has a lot of other ways he could still have beaten Rollins. You know, hit the punt, hit the backbreaker, the draping DDT, break out one new move, and break out a fucking submission that he's never used. And get all this over and make the video package on him that he can beat him all these ways. That's what would have worked a lot better, but instead, what this was about was that Rollins hit the RKO on Orton after Orton hit it on Kane,
and then ran
out of the ring, and JBL saying, "Well, of course he can use the RKO. It wasn't his; it was banned." And Lawler going, "No. The words were the RKO was banned in the match." So
and Cole was saying, "Yeah, the RKO is banned," and JBL's going, "No, it's just banned for Orton, not banned for." For Rollins.
And so, he's arguing the other two.
And so now, normally what this is your confusing hook to tune in on Monday to see what's going to happen. I didn't give a fuck. It confused me to say, like, so, like, this could, to me,
what well, this, this is no, the, no, 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 this is the reason, this no, this is the same, reason no, Orton gets a this, rematch.
No, I don't Orton give a say, fuck about
no,
that.
No, I know, but Orton can say, I get the rematch because this was banned. And then you have the whole Kane thing, and that sets up something else with Kane that nobody gives a fuck about. But that's the whole point that they're thinking is, oh, this way we can legitimately, we've come up with this clever way to make it so that fucking a rematch between Orton and Rollins can happen. Because not that Reigns has anybody fucking to face next month. He should be in there because he pinned him on Raw. He pinned Rollins on Raw. But
2 hours earlier, Sheamus did not kiss Ziggler's ass.
No.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Stips meant nothing. So now it's like, they've given the win to Rollins. Rollins has won the match.
Yes.
So who gives a fuck now?
Was
it banned? Was it not banned? We won the fucking match, so who gives a shit?
Yeah.
So, but they just came across as when JBL's trying to go, well, no, it's all for Orton. And they're going, no. They came across not as clever. They came across as unprepared. They came across as desperate. And they came across as disorganized.
Yes.
So I just want to go to WWE.com.
Okay.
Because I'm curious what they have to say about this.
You think they'll be saying anything?
What's the party line about this? Kane erupts in a match here. I'm just curious if they reference.
You're curious more about Rick Kane than you are about the RKO.
No, I'm curious if they reference controversy with the RKO.
Okay, because it's the highlight is there that the headline is Kane's rage erupts in cage match.
Yes.
So Kane, much like Alex Riley.
Yes.
Rage.
Raging.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so world champion Seth Rollins defeats Randy Orton. I'm just going to click results.
Okay, and I'm waiting for you. You're read it or check it. Well, don't expect me to entertain the people while you're doing this. You're the one who decided you want to read an article in the middle of a podcast.
I want to see what
nobody can see.
I want to see what their results.
So what are they saying, dumbass?
They're not saying anything, you stupid fuck.
Oh, okay.
They're saying that's. This is like a fucking preview. It says I click results and it's a fucking preview.
It's the preview of the show.
It is.
This is the results. Is actually the preview of the show, but that just shows you that they tend to have the same match.
So
next
I was
month.
Right. So I was absolutely correct in that the way that this came across was fucking disorganized horse shit. And that's what it is. So there is no fucking plan or something like, well, this is what's gonna happen. No, this is fucking horse shit is what this is. And it is what it is. And it just ended the pay-per-view on such a sour note on a show that wasn't that great to begin with.
Yeah, so what do you give it out of 10?
3.
I'll go 3.5.
Yeah.
Maybe 4. Yeah, it's good. Not good.
No.
If you're wondering if you people who have not watched it, if there's somebody who listens to this who hasn't watched it,
mm-hmm. you know? Should you pay $9.99 for this? No.
No.
No, you should
for not. For the other stuff on the network, yes. But for this?
Well, they're doing this network week. They did about 18 commercials for it during the show itself. But
yeah, they're really desperate about people.
Yeah, it's a Jerry Springer show that debuts right after Raw. Tuesday is that we mentioned the finals of the King of the Ring that's going to air live. Wednesday, you've got Mick Foley comedy show on. Thursday is
Jericho and Stephanie.
And then Friday they're doing the WrestleMania Rewind with Mayweather and Big Show.
Yeah, which they actually had a WrestleMania Rewind already for that, so I assume this is...
The same.
No, I assume it's new. I assume it's updated in some way.
Might be updated in some way, but...
Yeah, it should be. It should be. But, that one was actually really good. But, it should be, I imagine, something. But,
yeah. You're going to talk about how Mayweather turned the business around.
Yes.
But that's because the Pacquiao fight is on Saturday, so they got it on their network on Friday to try to be current. So,
okay, so we do have a wrestler or a fan question from the Banimal. He's just asking us what we think is our best show ever. So do you have an idea of what you think our best show ever is?
What our best show
that our we've best show ever is. Done? Yeah.
Like you and I?
Yeah, apparently, yeah. He wants to know.
Well, there was that one that I did with a Jammy. Remember when you were away?
Yeah, I remember that one.
That was a good one.
Was that a good show?
That was a good. That might be your best. I don't know. Unfortunately, our the shows that that I regrettably do, you know, things like the Randy Savage.
I think our Randy Savage show is our best show we ever did.
Yeah.
I'd have to say, as far as my opinion, I think that's the one to me that I think.
I like the Edge show that we did.
The Edge show we did when he retired. Yeah.
You know, Jerry Lawler show when he had the heart attack. That was good.
It was pretty good. No, but I wouldn't.
The Randy Savage, yeah.
Yeah. I'd say.
About 1989. That was good.
That was good. But yeah, I mean, I think.
We talked about 97.
I think, well, that's every show.
Oh.
I think that we had a couple of Owen Hart show tributes in there as well. But yeah. But I'd say that for me, the Randy Savage,
man, I think so. Yeah.
I think one that's just for like pure laughs. I think the first time we did the gimmick of a, we had the what do you call it? The party live for the New Year's Eve party.
Yes.
I think that was really funny and I think that was a fun show. So I mean, there was a lot of moments in the first and second and third show when you got drunk. And we did the first Flair and the first Russo and the first, all that stuff. But I say if you're going to listen to one, go back to the theme. I'd love to know what our regular listeners, what's Steven Ajami, who else we got there that are regular listeners?
Oh, there's too many to mention.
There's some that are regularly get in touch with us on Twitter.
Daniel, Leopold.
Yeah, they
Cassidy Ash,
some other people. Yeah, I wish I could think of more. Twin Blady is a good one.
Yeah, Brian and Lee.
Yeah. I would love to know what you guys think was our best show. You know,
Bannable.
Yeah, Bannable. Yeah,
Davey.
He's the one. Bannable's the one who asked. So you know, maybe give us your opinion, Davey. So yeah,
Vince McMahon.
All right, so we have a new game we're going to play real quick here.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not going to spend too much time on this one.
Oh, good.
Because we've already pretty much done our Broadway here.
Mm-hmm.
But I have just come up with this game.
Which way did we do the Broad?
Way. Hmm. But I've come up with this game. And so what we're going to do, I'm going to play wrestling theme music. And okay. I want you, as I play it here, to sing new lyrics to the songs. for the wrestling theme music.
Okay.
Okay. So this will be the we'll go. We'll open with this. See if you can help with something.
Your mom says, get in the mic.
You gotta get close.
Your mom says.
Get in there.
What?
Get it close to the mic.
Why?
Because they can't hear you over the music.
Your mom says, suck your damn cock.
That's good. That was a good one.
So I didn't know which version of rock music because we had about 75 remixes.
There we go. Write new lyrics. Latino.
Your mom is cheap. Your mom is cheap. Your mom is cheap. Your mom is cheap.
All right, that's good.
We're not gonna go too far on that.
That
your mom is cheap.
Yeah, that's pretty.
You know you're how doing I good, know? Because I went to sleep.
No, you're doing good. You're doing good here. So we'll find another one.
Doing well.
You're doing well. You're doing well. So here we go.
Oh, that's a good one. Who the fuck is this?
Cesaro.
Oh, Cesaro. I didn't know he had words.
Remember when he had better music than he has now? And they took it away?
Yeah, I remember that, but I don't remember what the words
were. No. It's in Swiss or something, so you don't have to actually do it. I just wanted to point out that he once had good music, and they decided to fuck that up.
Yes.
Yeah. So, let's go, okay. All right, try this one.
All right.
Here we go.
Oh, here comes your mom. Mother, bang, your mom, now I bang. Bang, Jamal. Mom. Bang, Jamal. Bang, Jamal. Bang, Jamal. I bang. Bang, Jamal. Yeah. Bang.
Okay. Oh.
Banged your mom. I did not use a condom.
I'm getting lightheaded over here.
Banged your mom. I don't know if we should be using his music anyway, since Mick Foley's such a dick.
No, wait, no, he isn't. Mm-hmm. We'll save that for the next show.
Yeah, we got. I have heat with Mick Foley.
You too. All right. One more? Two more?
One more?
All right.
It's time. It's your mother's time. Bang your mom. I banged your mom. Banged on your mom. I banged your mom. Banged on your mom. Banged your mom. I like the diversity in all these songs.
I could keep doing this all night. Okay, one more. One more. It'll just take me a second to look this one up. This one's... I was just randomly finding them, but this one I actually really want to get the specific one. Actually, there's two more I really got to do
Jesus
here.
Jesus Christ.
But I'm going to go with this one first. Here we go.
S.O.S. I hear them scrubbing. SOS. I feel you scouring. I used my SOS pad to clean my sink the other day, and it really worked well. I used the aim with it, and I used my SOS pad to scrub it. It is the aim. Oh, scrub your sink. I scrub your sink. When you use my SOS, I feel me scrubbing. I feel me scouring.
You know, I had to do that one. And I had to do that one. And one more. One more. Because this is a classic. And there's a famous lyrics that have been sung to this recently. But I think you'll have your own version.
No. I banged your mom. I used my schwong. I banged your mom. I used my schwong. I banged your mom. You can't see me. I banged your mom. You can't see me. I banged your mom. I did fall off.
Yeah, you did. It's usually I banged your mom. I used my schlong. It felt so wrong to bang your mom. That's how you've sung it in the past. Well,
this was the remix.
All right. We're going to get out of here. Check out our new sponsors at the back end of this. Anything else you want to say?
I would be careful with checking out our sponsors in the back end. They're new. I don't know that they'd appreciate that. Maybe they would appreciate that. I'm not here to cast aspersions. I'm not here to call them ass pirates. Maybe they are. I don't know. I've never met any of the people at Geek Tours Nation.
Geek Tour Nation. Yeah. Check our
news. Maybe they're homosexuals. Maybe they're heterosexuals.
We don't judge.
We judge, but we don't know, is what I'm saying.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Word to your mother. All right, so WeTalkWrestling.com, at WeTalkWrestling on Twitter, Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. We are on iTunes, we are on Stitcher, and we are on the TuneIn radio app. And ShowMe.
No. Actually we are.
We're on ShowMe now?
Yeah.
About time, those fuckers. So yeah, in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Yeah, we off there?
Oh, yeah.
We forgot to talk about my great Ted DiBiase shirt and how cool they look at it.
Do you think the Geek Tour Nation guy could be gay?
Oh, no!
We Talk Podcast is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. Take a trip to NYCC in October that takes you to more than just the convention. Think of it as New York City through a comic geek's eyes, including a trip to Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash comic book store. Edmonton residents can visit Happy Harbor on Free Comic Book Day to enter a draw for this very trip. Featuring travel packages going all over the world and covering all the genres your inner geek would ever want to embrace, including tours designed around zombies, sci-fi, comic books, and anything else you could ever imagine. Geek Nation Tours is the number one site to embrace geek culture while seeing the coolest places in the world.